What up, what up, what up?
Y'all, I'm just irritated with Mona right now, okay?
Welcome back to Off Label Podcast. What is your name?
Yo,
what's your name? The listeners don't know you.
They know, yo.
What's your name?
Marco.
Okay.
Hey, it's your boy Marco, but
Mona, you starting early with the bullshit?
No, because I feel like you be trying it.
I don't know if the listeners want us to go straight like that. How you gonna start a podcast off like that?
I'm starting off the podcast on how I feel. It's organic, and I'm just jumping right into the bullshit that you just started. Shit.
Anyways, y'all, I give y'all the backstory, and that's it. That's all. I said some shit that's ignorant, and I know it's ignorant. So Marco want to talk about it on a pod, and I'm like, no, I'm not talking about that because I know it's an ignorant statement.
But my thing is, it's just like you said it, and if I decide, like, if I called you out on some shit that you said, we should be able to address it, talk about it, and move on. But she just want to, I feel like you just want to paint this picture about you, like you're just this, you know.
I don't. But if I know that something is ignorant and I said it, why do I have to leave it on the world wide web forever?
Because
if I can fucking edit it out or just not have it there.
I just feel like this podcast is organic. It's real.
It is.
Completely authentic. And I'm going to hold you accountable to shit that you say.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to hold me accountable to shit that I say and I do and whatever. And we're going to address it, talk about it, and move the fuck on. I'm very unapologetic about anything and everything. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is I said, I did say it. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm going to be checked on it, I'm going to be checked on it. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with you.
Uh-huh.
I felt like you said something. And I, you know, to me, it was hilarious as fuck. But anyways, let's just go ahead and jump into it. So then we can just go ahead and, you know, let this shit, you know.
All right, so we're jumping into a podcast.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into the topic. So then we can, then you all will understand where this whole thing just came from.
Oh, this motherfucker. I get you.
Alright, so anyway, so we were actually discussing the coronavirus, and it's becoming a pandemic that is plaguing our country and the world. You know what I'm saying? And so what's going on with it right now? Give us the update and the latest rundown on this shit.
It's a pandemic. It's hit the United States. One person already died. Over 68 known cases. We don't know. It's probably way more cases, but we don't really know. Donald Trump right now is basically trying to paint it as something that's not that serious.
They're trying to downplay it.
Yeah, people don't have to worry about it. He's saying that it's a hoax from the Democrats. But in the same breath, he's telling his administration not to really speak on it that much. Mike Pence, the VP, has been appointed as the head task force person for it. Anything that the CDC or scientists from the health department, any information that they have to run it through Mike Pence's office before they let the public know. So the government is trying to censor any kind of news and what's being put out there about the virus.
Right.
Basically, so they can control the narrative at the end of the day.
And I feel like at this point, they're like politicizing the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that you guys, with doing that type of bullshit, is you're leaving people's lives at risk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
At this point, they don't really care about our health and how it's going to affect many Americans. What they care most about is how it's affecting the stock market, because the stock market has already fell to the lowest points in history.
Mm-hmm.
So Donald Trump's whole thing has been like, oh, I've been making the economy better, woo, woo, woo. But with stuff like this showing that the stock market doesn't have faith in your leadership when it comes to this pandemic,
right?
You know, that's going to fuck a lot of shit up, and that's going to probably hurt him with trying to be reelected. So that's his reason behind trying to downplay the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's just being selfish like he is. So he don't care. Because if he was a real leader, he would be telling us how to prepare for it, things to do to avoid it or not pass it on to people. But instead, he's just like,
It'll go away next month. Yeah, it'll go away.
We have it under the control. Woo, woo, woo. He ain't really told us what exactly they're doing. Right. We don't even have, I don't think most hospitals even have all the necessary tools for testing.
Right.
If you don't have insurance, someone from Florida, I believe, went to a hospital because they had just flown in from China. And they went to get tested. They end up not having it, but they end up getting like $1,000 bill from the hospital.
Right.
So for people who don't have insurance, or for people like me who have high insurance, if you have the coronavirus, you probably gonna wait to the last minute to go because you like worried about having to pay this high ass bill.
Right.
So, like, what, you know what I mean? Like, right. What are they doing? They're not really leading us.
Right. There's really no set contingency plans on how to like what to do. But I mean, at the end of the day, we already know. Just make sure y'all wash y'all hands. Hand sanitizer. You know, I'm flying out tomorrow to Pittsburgh for work-related stuff. So, I'm already paranoid as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, maybe I can use your gas mask.
You can use your gas mask for, I mean, I would think a gas mask should protect you against airborne diseases if it could protect you from gas. I don't know. But I have face masks.
Yeah, let me get two. I need two of those.
No, you ain't getting two.
I need two of those.
At this point, it's like not when you're going to catch it. No, not if you're going to catch it, but when, you know. And I'm not scared to catch it that much. You just, like, have to be healthy.
Right.
Because most of the people who passed away have...
We're old. Well, first of all, the majority who did pass away are elders.
Elders, children, right. People with compromised immune systems. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's been a few people in Illinois who had it and they've already fully recovered.
Right.
So just think of it like having a flu. The only thing is if you catch it and like it gets worse, you are gonna die quicker than you would with the flu because don't have any vaccines, any medications for it. But they pretty much saying that if you are a healthy person, you should be all right.
Well, that's good. Okay. Well, you know, one of my friends, his cousins went to the airport and seen, like, this lady, an Asian woman, walked up to her and she was just like, yo, get the fuck away from me.
That's rude.
And I was just like, wait, she said that to somebody? She was like, yeah, she said straight up, like, yo, ma'am, get the fuck away from
me. Why did she even have to say anything to her? Like, why she couldn't just keep walking?
But I feel like the lady was, like, approaching her to talk. I don't know. But she was just like, yo, get the fuck away from me. And I just felt like that was, like, disrespectful as shit. You know what I'm saying? And the lady was like, you don't have to be rude. You don't have to be all types of, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like that was just crazy as shit. Like, so, you know, people now, people from China, when they go to Europe, when they go to England, when they go to France or whatever, they're feeling like discriminated against because of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like a stereotype where it's like, oh, if you're from China, you must have the coronavirus and shit. So people out here like looking at them sideways and shit.
Okay, I wouldn't necessarily say if you're from China, you have it, but it did originate in China and
that's right.
Contracting it. So I understand why people would be like just a little wary, just looking at them, just not discriminating against them. Right. But if you want to avoid going to Asia or going somewhere where it's a large Asian population, because, you know, they may have just went to China to visit their cousin, and they may have it and you don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
And I mean, like, pretty much, you have made a comment about, you know, getting your nails done.
Yeah.
Well, and I was just like, well, you told me that you're not going to get your nails done for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So
you're about to be walking around here looking bogus as fuck with your nails.
I'm not. I'm just going to have to paint them myself.
So pretty much that was the issue that you felt like you just don't want nobody to know, that you just said that you didn't want to go to a nail salon. I'm like, there's no problem with not wanting to go to a nail salon.
It's no problem with trying to limit your exposure,
right,
you know, to the virus. But I felt like it was an ignorant statement because not every person at the salon. Like,
but if you feel like you're taking your necessary precaution steps to make sure that you're gonna be good 100%, I don't see no problems with you saying like you don't want to go to a nail salon.
I know,
like,
but period. I just felt like it was ignorant because everybody at the shops are not from China. You know what I mean? But I mean. A lot of them are Asian, and they may have traveled, and I don't know. But no shit, I'm not trying to be funny, but, like, I had conversations with them, and they'd be like, oh, I'm about to travel to my country next week, and they'd be going for, like, months. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a common conversation. Like, I done had nail techs bring me stuff back because they visit their country a right. lot. So, I mean, I don't know if you or someone in your household just came from.
I just had me some Chinese food the other day from my favorite Chinese spot.
Okay, was it good?
What? It was good.
Okay, so some people not eating Chinese food either.
Yeah, some people not eating Chinese food, but, you know, I ate some Chinese food. I feel fine. That was, that was last week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not in Florida right now, so.
It's everywhere. I just told you how they censoring it. They don't want us to know Donald Trump and them, so. It's probably everywhere, and we just don't know. So everybody can catch it, just not Asian people. Listen. Why I was saying I felt like it was ignorant, and as soon as I say that, I regretted it. But I still want to limit my exposure to.
And I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that. So that was my little, you know, quarrel with you, because you literally just kind of like went off on some bullshit about that. And I'm like, I don't see a issue, but.
But you way more provocative than I am anyway.
How the fuck am I more provocative? What did I do? What I do?
I mean, you like care less about what comes out of your mouth.
That isn't true.
Okay.
That is not necessarily true. But okay. Cool. On to the next topic. But anyways, back to the coronas. Make sure y'all wash your hands. Hand sanitizer. I'm about to go get me some hand sanitizer again. I need those masks.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wipe down your phones.
Don't touch nobody.
Don't touch or cough on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have to go into large public crowds, I really would avoid it.
Honestly, just stay your ass home. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay home. You have all types of I'm pretty sure everybody got entertainment in their house. You got a TV, you got games, you got music, whatever it is. You know, if you don't need to be out, stay your ass in.
But don't be like that person who cursed that lady out at the airport. Like, don't just be disrespecting Asian people.
Yeah, like,
if you want to avoid them, whatever, that's your prerogative. But don't be sitting there, like, mistreating nobody.
Right.
Because you suspect they have the coronavirus when really you may have it. Shit, we all may have it since we don't know exactly where it's at.
Right. All right.
Okay. So, Mark, you're dating.
Right. So.
You're not dating. You're in a relationship.
Okay. I am in a relationship. And, you know, somebody that I've been getting to know, been talking to and whatever, and. I mean, and this whole thing feels completely different from the norm. You know what I'm saying? From the niggas that I usually talk to, from the niggas I've dated. This whole situation feels completely, completely different. And you know, I'm open to the process. I'm open to continue to get to know them, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay, so there's a new show on Netflix. It's called Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. And the premise of the show is basically you get to know someone before seeing them. So you fall in love with their personality or whatever. And then once you see them, hopefully the physical connects with the mental. And y'all end up falling in love and getting married. All within a span of 6 weeks, right?
How do you feel about that concept, though?
I mean, low-key, ain't that what the fuck you did?
How did I do that?
You got to know this person first, like.
No, we physically met.
After how long of talking?
Nigga, we met the first, like, that first day we met. Remember, like.
So y'all start talking online first and then met that same
day. That same motherfucking day.
Okay, well, that's the only difference. But y'all quote unquote fell in love okay. in 1 month.
So,
which is what these people want to okay, show first of all,
first of all, okay, look. So what ended up happening was, for me, it was just, you know, it was just a, we were just going to go and just chill. You know what I'm saying? But then when I actually got there, the connection that we had was on a whole different level. Uh-huh. We just started vibing. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then from there it started. Now, the dude started to express, you know, deep, like, certain feelings for me and whatever, mm-hmm. you know, as time progressed. And, you know, like I said, the shit just felt completely different than the normal shit that I'm used to.
And that's the same thing these people on this show say.
They no, I don't feel like, no.
And they be like, oh, I've never felt like this before. It's just something. So, number one, do you think people really can fall in love
after
in 1 month?
I mean, listen, if you know, when you know something, you gonna know. Hold up. No, because I felt like you was about to say something.
I wasn't.
No. Okay, so when a person know that this person is like everything about this person that you already like gotten to know, if you know for a fact, niggas know when they like somebody, niggas know when they fucking with a bitch, a nigga know what's up. You know if you really want to deal with somebody after a couple of conversations or whatever, if this is somebody that you even want to continue talking to. When it comes to the matters of the heart and your emotions are involved, and if somebody is
see, I feel like emotions to, lie, you know, emotions is up and down.
When you know, you just know.
Okay.
Like, and that's just the, like, that is honestly the bottom line. When you know you love somebody, when you feeling something, when you all types of shit, you thinking about this person all the time, like there's people who be on some bullshit, I'm not gonna lie, because I've dealt with my you know, and sure. my share of bullshit, and I'm able to identify those type of niggas now, you know what I'm saying? And with this dude's approach and how he's coming at me and with it, all I'm saying is it is completely different from what I'm used to seeing. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why I know, like, I feel like it's genuine. But again, I'm always, you know,
all right, let's revisit that in like 3 months,
right?
And let's see, because again, I even with the show, I'm just like, I just, my mind cannot wrap around it that you really think that you're in love with somebody after 6 weeks. Like, they got married.
Right, at the end of the show, then I'm getting married. So let's talk about some of the couples on the show.
Okay, well, let me tell people what happened on the show.
Okay.
Okay, so first, you all, they are in pods and they don't see each other for the first week.
Mm-hmm.
And then they match up based on, you know,
based on the conversations.
Conversation and stuff like that, commonality. So then they decide, okay, you're the person I want to keep talking to. So they keep talking to that same first person for like a week. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the week, half of them was saying, I love you. And I'm like, this can't be real. How are you telling somebody I love you after a week? And then the second week is basically when the man proposes to the woman. She say yes. And then they end up seeing each other. And most of the people was like, okay, they were pleased with the way people looked.
Right.
And then after that, the fourth week, they go on vacation. No, the third week, they go on vacation. So this is their first time being with each other. And then the fourth week, they go live with each other.
And right, and they meet the family.
They go meet the family, live with each other. And then I guess that's for the fourth and fifth week. They doing all the wedding stuff and living with each other and just basically trying to
connect
and make sure that this is exactly what they want. And then the 6th week is when they have the wedding. And then at the wedding, you either say, yes, I do, and go through with it, or you say, I don't.
Right.
Okay. So the three standout couples were this dude named Carlton, and I think the girl's name was Jazz. So this story I was really interested in because he was a bisexual black man. And so he proposed to her. She said yes. So
but he did not tell her while they were in a pause, while they were dating in the beginning,
right,
that he was bisexual. So he kept that whole part out. So they were vibing. They were enjoying each other's company. They were building a connection. But she knew something was like bothering him based on how he was acting or whatever.
Right.
And of course, the secret was that he was bisexual. Right. And so when he did bring it up to her, it just became a whole different situation.
So when he brought it up to her, you know, she was still trying to process it, but it seemed like she was going to be like, you know what, I love you enough that we could get past it. Mm-hmm. But he was still just so insecure about it that he just like flipped a script on her, started talking about how she's different from other women that he's dated. Basically, to me, he was trying to insinuate that she wasn't a bad bitch.
Right.
To me, because he was like, I didn't talk to a bunch of women that don't even look like you. Woo, woo, woo. Then he started talking about her bad weed.
Okay. And
like, it just right. went in on her.
I feel like, you know, I feel like in this whole situation, like, the bitch ass nigga that he is,
ooh,
is what came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you yeah. a whole fucking woman for you to sit there and attack this girl
uh-huh.
the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally talking about, you know, her hair, her this. Like, to me, that's on some other, you know, shit. My thing is, I know as gay men, we tend to be defensive, especially when it comes to our sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. If somebody attacks it, say something about it, say some ignorant shit or whatever, you're gonna be defensive.
But she wasn't even right. attacking it.
But I feel like because of the fact that he was so upset about, he felt like she was like
all because she was just like, I need time to process it. I just don't know why you didn't tell me this beforehand. I feel like you was basically being deceitful and conniving. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's like, I just don't understand. So she was looking for him to clarify
right.
why he hid it and why he felt like he couldn't tell her that. And from her just expressing that to him, I guess he felt like she was going to reject him
right.
or was rejecting him, and he just started going off on her.
Well, we do have a clip, so let's just dive into this. Let's listen to this clip right quick.
No, you haven't shown your true colors. Not from the beginning.
But I did last night.
Yeah, but you waited all the way to literally 4 weeks away from our wedding to show your true colors.
Okay, cool. So you
that's
call
fine?
It off?
That's
I mean,
fine for
I'm
you
saying
to do that?
It's whatever you want at this point.
Because but I'm just
you're
saying,
giving
like,
me
you
a response
understand.
Different from any response that I've ever gotten. And
you're
I'm not
so
gonna,
defensive with it, though.
Because I'm not going to subject myself to that. I have to be defensive.
I'm just
nobody has fought for me.
I feel about
me.
It. Nobody fought for me either.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you about it. I don't have to sit here and talk to you about this.
If you don't want to, you don't have
but
to.
But I want to, because I wouldn't be here if I wouldn't, okay? So don't try to switch, play the victim here, okay?
It's insulting me at this point.
It's insulting you?
Yeah,
oh, so this
is.
Whole process is not
yeah.
insulting to me?
Well, I'm not here to disrespect you. You on some other shit
I'm
right
on,
now that
I'm
I can't
on some real
with.
Stuff, and this is part of real life. I'm here to you. Have communication, open communication with you, and just communicate what is the problem and how to address it. Not make matters worse.
I'm
okay,
okay,
but so
with
you don't care
without.
No feelings about
I'm
how
okay
you took
with
me through
all,
this.
I'm sorry. I wasn't even like remotely close to who you are.
Well,
if you
I'm
this
Diamond
person,
Jack.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Not cool. Other
I ain't fucking
been
with you like
to.
That.
I don't
I
care if you're not fucking with
I
me.
Ain't.
I gave you
one.
Your ring back.
I don't give a fuck about a ring.
That.
Fuck a ring. Fuck a ring. This is why I don't deal with bitches like you.
Oh, I'm a bitch now.
Like
to me, he just became
oh,
a whole bitch.
Oh, that's her name is Diamond. I
like,
jazz.
Like he became a complete bitch. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like you just like, and I feel like he really wasn't hearing what the fuck she was
right.
saying.
Right, he wasn't because
like,
he was in his mold.
Right, he was just in his mind. Like he's not even able to understand what the hell she's articulating to him. Like that shit was blowing the fuck out of me. Like I with this whole particular situation, I really got so upset that I had to at this nigga on Instagram just to express how I felt. Like that shit was like pissing me off.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I was very disappointed
right.
in that because, you know, of course after that she went home and we never seen any more of them for the rest of the season.
Right,
and I just wanted to see how a woman.
I mean, because you
navigated
did,
because, being in a relationship
right,
with
because
a
you
man.
Because you did say that you will be okay with.
I said I will be okay. I don't want it, and I don't.
You
prefer
don't want it.
I don't prefer it. So
but,
don't let that be a navigator.
Don't.
So
No, but you said you would be okay. You would be okay.
I would,
with your man being bisexual.
I would try to be okay with it. I would try to understand him and be okay with it. But I don't
prefer it. But you would be okay with it. That's all. It's okay. I mean, you're making it seem like it's a bad thing. Like, no, it's
saying, because just in case somebody listening, I don't want nobody listening to the show like, okay, I'm this, and let me just go after her because I know she accepted it. Like, no. Like, this. If it randomly happens, whatever, but...
So, again, okay, scenario. So, you talk to a nigga that you met or whatever, uh-huh. Y'all hanging out, y'all having a good time. Let's just say 3 months. Y'all been talking for 3 months.
Okay.
And y'all been vibing. Y'all been, you know, going out. He's every, like, he got money like you like it. You know, he's taking you out. He's doing what he's supposed to do and whatever. And then he comes and be like, yo, you know, I date guys. I've dated guys as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I'm bisexual. I do currently feel like I still like men and I still like women. Would you be okay with that? But he's taking care of you. He's loving on you. 3 months in, y'all vibing. Everything is cool.
He gotta choose.
Damn, why he gotta choose?
I don't know.
Well, obviously he's choosing you because he's with you at the moment.
If he not dating anybody else.
No, yeah. No, he ain't gonna cheat.
You made it seem like he was still like, okay, I'm dating.
No. What I'm saying is it's not like... He's straight now. You know what I'm saying? Just because he's dating you. No, he's still currently bisexual. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's claiming his bisexuality. Okay. Right, but he's dating solely you. That's it.
It is what it is. It's okay.
Okay.
I just hope I don't come across it. I hope I don't get tested and have to eat my words.
Because
I did want to see how it worked though.
Right.
I'm glad
it didn't work because he didn't deserve her. He was disrespectful. He's a bitch ass nigga. Like, he's a whole female out here. Like, with the, like, and then some of his friends or some people that knew him was like, oh, they ain't never seen the nigga with
a woman. Yeah,
a woman, whatever.
Went to college and you know, saying they never saw him with a woman.
Niggas be out here like thirsty for some type of attention. And uh-huh, some shit.
And
want to
be famous. So.
Want to be famous and shit. So I don't know what was his intention. Like in the beginning, I felt like he was genuine. Like he was, you know, I was liking the vibe. But then the minute that he became the woman that he know he is, that shit just blew the fuck out of me. And I have no respect for that nigga. And I'm glad, like, I have to check that nigga on fucking Instagram.
Okay, so the second couple was Mark and this girl named Jessica. So Mark is like 25, right?
Or 24, 24. And she's 34.
So a 10-year difference.
Right.
Now, she didn't want him to begin with like that. Like,
No. In the beginning, they were vibing, though.
They was vibing, but from like the first time she heard his age, she instantly like put up a wall. Like, oh, I don't think this would work. She really did. And that's when she started focusing on this other dude named Barnett from the show.
Mm-hmm.
But then Barnett basically chose someone else over her. So mm-hmm. then that's when she went back to the 24-year-old. Like, you know what?
No. Okay. So what? This is how it went. She was fucking with the 24-year-old. She did not allow the age to be an issue. Because he had already proposed to her and she had already said yes.
Are we just looking at it different? Because I feel like when he told her that, she instantly started giving him reasons.
But but why would she say yes to marry him if she knew he was 24? Like, the vibe was already good.
He hadn't proposed for real.
He did propose.
With the ring?
He proposed with the ring and everything. And then when she started, she had went back to Burnett and she spoke to Burnett and she was like, she was feeling him and she started to express, you know, whatever it was for him. She had told Mark, she was like, you know what, you're 24 and this and that, whatever. And then he was like, wait, it wasn't an issue. Like, if that was an issue, why would you say yes to my proposal? Because she had already done say yes. What it was is that the fact that she was really fucking with Barnett first. So when she went back to Barnett, that nigga was just like, nah. Like, she asked him, you know, she literally asked him like, yo, what do you think about, you know, me and this and that, whatever. And he was just like, he really don't know, you know. So let's listen to this. I have the clip of that particular part where she was talking to Burnett.
Okay. still feel like she chose Mark only after Barnett.
No, well, she did. She went back to Mark after Barnett rejected her. Mm-hmm. And that was my issue. You know what I'm saying? So this is the whole of the conversation.
20 questions, truth or dare?
Truth or dare?
Is it true that you still feel the same way you felt last night about me?
I don't know.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Ah. Jessica would be a good wife, but after my dates with Amber and Elsie, I'm scared to have to pick between any of these girls because I know all the qualities that they have and all the good things that can come from each person. And I don't know what's up in my mind. I know I have connections and emotional connections with people. And I don't know how to, like, differentiate feeling good from, you know, feeling the, you know, L word almost.
Okay. I feel like I should go.
Why?
Because I don't fuck with people like you. Like, I'm not playing this game with you.
So she got treated. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? She was treated. And immediately after her treatment, she went back to Mark and told Mark, you know what? I thought, you know, this and that, whatever. But Mark literally is in love with this woman.
But he was never her first choice. If Barnett would have said he still felt that way about her, he was not going to pick Mark.
She was not going to pick Mark.
Right, and I feel like Mark knew that from the beginning, that he wasn't her first choice. But he's like, oh, I've been fighting for this. Like, he even had that conversation with Barnett, you know? So, at the end of the day, what ended up happening, y'all, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it yet. Mm-hmm. But she, when it came to the wedding, she said no to Mark.
Right.
But I feel like he deserved it.
No, and I'm not going to lie. That shit hurt. Like, when I saw that part, like, when I tell you tears was coming down my eyes.
What?
Yes.
I could not feel sorry for him.
I felt so bad because especially, like, first of all, the embarrassment of...
sorry.
Bless you. Bless you.
Sorry.
That better not be the corona. I felt like, first of all, the fact that he was left at the altar, you know, bless you.
Uh-huh.
The fact that he was left at the altar and that walk of shame, like walking out, bless you.
Uh-huh.
You know, that walk, when he walked out, that was very, like, painful. And then his mom coming to comfort him, and he told his mom, like, yo, I'm going to be okay. And his mom was like, yo, I'm here. And she started, like, his mom started crying because I, like, damn, like, my son's heart is broken right now. You know what I'm saying? And he's trying to be strong, like, mom, I'm going to be okay. But then when he started breaking down and she was holding him, I felt like that was a moment. Like, that was a moment. And, you know, Jessica, she was very unapologetic about it. You know,
she been warning him since.
But my thing is that then why go through the whole shit then? Like, that's my problem with Jessica is you knew you wasn't fucking with him in the beginning because you made his age.
She somehow ended up getting a connection. And but women do that sometimes. It's like, okay, this person can be good for me. Like, they have the qualities that I want. I'm just not head over heels about them.
Right.
So maybe, you know, let's hang out a little bit more. Like, maybe something will click and I will fall in love with him. And that's what I think it was. But at the same time, she kept warning him and reminding him that I'm not there yet. So if somebody want to come along for the ride, it's not your fault. Especially when you told them
that's not fair.
If you told them what the ride is going to be like.
No. She knew she didn't want him in the beginning. She knew. That's my main issue.
And
no,
she told him.
My main issue was that you made his age. You felt like his age was an issue. You really wanted to be with somebody else. The whole entire show, she was hoeing after that nigga.
She was chasing Barnett.
She was chasing. And then Amber was like, She was like, yo, I'm gonna fuck this bitch up. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, remember when she like hugged her and was like, I will beat you if you come after my man.
And I'm just like, yo, at that point I had no respect for fucking Jessica, because it's bitches like that that be playing with boy like men's heart. And that dude's 24 years old. Like, bitch, you didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't have to do that.
She didn't have to do that.
He didn't have to do that. I mean, I do agree. She is a bitch, because at the end of the day, she knew he wasn't her first choice. And if somebody ain't your first choice, then you shouldn't even go there with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They'll never be your first choice, because you're gonna always think about the person you do really want. Right. But I feel like he was being selfish himself. He wasn't thinking.
How was he being selfish?
Because all he kept thinking about was what he wants.
That's not true, because
he wasn't thinking about what she wants.
No, he was being very considerate. He was like, he was doing everything he could to be like showing her all types of shit.
Because he wanted her.
Right. Yeah, because he wanted her. And if she knew that she didn't want him like that, she should have just let it go at the beginning. Period. For the fact that you allowed it to go to the point where y'all was moving in together, you was meeting this nigga's parents and shit, it shouldn't have gone that far if you knew. She ultimately knew deep down inside she didn't want to be with this boy. I know that for a fact that she knew that.
Deep down inside she ain't want him.
But he had hope. And that's all that love, like that real genuine love. Like, he loved that woman. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell that he did, because his heart was shattered.
Well, maybe next time when somebody shows him the signs, he have enough self-respect to leave. I mean, listen, when somebody shows you that they're not sure about you, you should not sit there.
I mean, okay, and he's young, and he's young, and he's young, and he has, you know, but I just feel like it didn't have to take this old bitch to teach him that lesson. You know what I'm saying? It was not fair.
Older too.
It was not fair to, like, for me, I hated seeing, like, I didn't give a fuck about her. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew she was on some bullshit since the beginning. I just, like, damn, like, he's fucked up. His mom's over here crying because she know, you know, her son's heart's broken. I didn't like it. So,
oh well.
Who's the next couple?
Next couple is everybody's favorite, which is Cameron and Lauren. Lauren is a black woman. She's 32, and then Cameron is a white man, middle age. Well, not middle age, but he's in his mid 30s. Mm-hmm. He's a scientist, and then she's a content creator. And
with them two, to me, it didn't feel real. It felt weird.
It did. So
it felt awkward.
Right. Mm-hmm. When I first watched it, like, both of them separately are lovely people. Mm-hmm. She's funny. She's cute. She's witty. Like, she's awkward, but like just in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's kind of the same way. He's like,
and he's a handsome white dude. Handsome,
he's reserved, but he's funny. He's got like this charming something about
like
him,
a prince charming, like
very charming. Yeah. His voice is really sexy. It seems like he's just a calm person. Like,
a calm person, right?
Around him, you would instantly feel relaxed.
And he did say he was an introvert, but he can be an extrovert too.
Right. So when they first started talking to me, all I was getting was they beat us the fuck down with the biracial shit.
Right. Like, no, she did.
She did.
I feel like it was mainly for her, because he dated his ex was a black woman. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with her, I felt like the main thing that she kept bringing up was like, oh, you know, I just want to know how my family's going to, you know, accept, you know, a white man and, you know, my dad and this and that, whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, that you holding on to this, like, narrative, like, girl, that shit don't matter.
It don't. And you know what I'm saying? Like, every episode we reminded she had to mention, oh, we're a biracial couple. And I'm just like, I have eyes and I see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But she kept trying to beat that in, like, throughout the whole season. And then I didn't really get, like, intimate conversations mm-hmm. between them two. They didn't really show it that much. For the most part, we just seen them talking about how much they love each other or how amazing the next person.
Right.
Oh, you're so handsome. Oh, you're so pretty. Oh, you're so sexy. I think they
were definitely not my favorite couple. Like, I didn't like them. I'm not gonna say I didn't like them. It's just like the awkwardness between them two. Like when they were together, when they were hanging out, it just didn't seem like there was a connection to me. And then she did. It was up until the end. She didn't even know if she was even gonna like say yes to him at the altar, and that was bothering him. Mm-hmm. But he knew like this is who he wanted to be with and whatever. So every single time they would have that conversation, and she would be a little unsure mm-hmm. about him, he would feel some type of like a little bit of some type of ways about it, but he was still interested in like going to that step of the marriage. You know what I'm saying?
So do you think people are obsessed with them because they biracial, or do you think people look at them and be like, oh my gosh, this is a love story?
I think people ultimately look at it as a love story. I'm saying it for me, it wasn't that for me. It was just awkwardness the whole time. Yeah. Every single time they were on the TV, I would cringe because just like it would just be an awkward conversation. Certain things like it was just I didn't see the connection like that.
I didn't either. Yeah. But now I'm following her on Instagram and I'm like, okay, this is real. They seem to be in mm-hmm. love. But pictures do translate differently than
and you know people video. People always stop.
Whatever. Okay, I'm gonna go with what the fuck my eyes were stuck. We gonna definitely keep them. I really hope that they make
right.
They both are lovely people mm-hmm. separately. Hopefully together they are a power couple.
So let's wait until a year we can be on this shit and see where they at.
Okay. So, if you haven't checked it out, y'all, this is definitely not.
It is on Netflix.
Not paid. But it's on Netflix. It's called Love Is Blind. Okay.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
All right, so let's talk politics. Okay. Marco's
favorite segment. That's gonna be favorite segment.
Okay, so as you all know, there was the South Carolina primaries yesterday, and Joe Biden won that. Kudos to him. At this point, I feel like everybody else, all the moderates. In all the moderates right now in the race, I feel like it's time to start dropping, like, you know, calling it quits. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pete needs to go. Amy needs to go. You know, I love me some Elizabeth Warren. I feel like she needs to go.
She gotta go?
I feel like she needs to go.
I can't believe you're saying that.
No, I feel like because she has not won a contest yet, and we're going into Super Tuesday, you know, in a couple of days. So it's just like, I feel like there's just no path to the nomination for her. And my main thing is like going into the convention and making it a contested convention. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That to me is what's dividing the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what's that's what's really fucking it up. Is why the hell are we moving forward into the convention with all these candidates? You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to start
consolidating it because we don't need all these votes just split like that.
Split like that. So, I mean, my thing is, like, the DNC really thought Biden was not going to do shit. He was going to, I mean, and in all reality, the nigga been sleeping through the whole entire process so far.
Mad, inappropriate
you,
shit.
Right. Like, you know, so now the DNC changed rules just to allow Michael Bloomberg, you know, to come in as the leading moderate. Mm-hmm. The nigga has money. He has all types of, you know, all types of contributions going on. He done paid, you know, fucking the Democratic Party lots of money. Right. So it was just like at this point, they really felt like Joe Biden wasn't going to do much. But now that he won, and it's always said that the person who wins South Carolina goes on to be the nominee. Uh-huh. But we can't really hold that to be true because, you know, I think there's two cases where that wasn't the case. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
and I really
anyway,
hope that's not the case because I don't want Biden.
So, yeah, like I said, I feel like, you know, I think it's time for everybody to really start to pay attention and just be aware. But this is where I am with the whole situation. And are you ready for this? You might get upset with it. The listeners might get upset with it. Okay. Everybody might get, you know what I'm saying? But I don't give a fuck. This is how I feel. this is where I'm at with it at this point.
Get it out. Spit it the fuck out.
So, okay, here it is. I am so done with the Democratic establishment. I am completely...
Democratic establishment or the Democratic Party?
The establishment. That's, you know what I'm saying? The whole Democratic Party, everybody, and it's the whole Democratic field in its entirety, I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, you guys, the same way that they did with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, like, they are so afraid of Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. Mm-hmm. Everybody always saying, like, oh, the country's not ready for certain things. The country's not ready for this. The country's not ready for that and whatever. Mm-hmm. But as far as for me, I'm done with the status quo. And the status quo is definitely Democrats. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way the Democrats are... the Democrats lost seats. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So what they're saying now, they're trying to, like, paint this picture about Bernie Sanders. Like, oh, if he is... at the top of the ticket, they're gonna be splitting the votes. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be voting elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. they're not gonna be voting down ballot Democrats. They're gonna be voting, you know, him at the top. But then, like, so they're feeling like, you know, him at the top of the ticket, they're risking the Senate and mm-hmm. the House of Representatives. And I feel like, you know, to paint that shit, it's kind of fucked up.
Right.
Number two, you have CNN trying to compare Bernie Sanders to the coronavirus. How are we going to... You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think they were trying to be witty. I think they were just trying to say, like...
How do we... Fire. What they were trying to do is saying, how are we going to stop both of... how are we going to stop the coronavirus and how are we going to stop Bernie Sanders?
No, I don't think they meant,
that's
like,
what it was.
Literally
I'm telling you... Listen, Mona, I am telling
so
you...
Good.
No,
like,
no.
How can you stop
it's,
him?
That's not... That's not... I watched... it was on Smirconish yesterday morning, and I watched it, and that's exactly what everybody took from what they were saying. It's how were we going to stop Bernie mm-hmm. Sanders and the outbreak. That's exactly what it was. And I feel like, again, this is part of the whole establishment trying to paint this whole narrative about Bernie Sanders. Then I think we spoke about this on the last podcast where he made a comment about Fidel Castro, and they're running away with this, trying to paint him to sympathize with authoritarian regimes and shit. I don't like the shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, to me, are fucked up. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so where I'm at, the fact that, you know, if we cannot have a democratic process that's gonna be legitimate, that's not gonna be fair, I just feel like, you know, if they really fuck shit up, I'm letting you guys know that I will not be participating in no election.
What?
Yes.
No.
So.
Uh-uh.
And let me tell you.
No.
Let me tell you.
So what you're saying, you're not gonna vote?
Let me tell you.
No.
Listen. What I'm saying is, if the establishment continues the bullshit, if we're not gonna allow the democratic process to work, right now, it's all about the delegates, the super delegates, and whatever. So whoever has the most, and you have to get 191 to be the nominee, and because there's so many people in the race and whatever, it's almost likely that no one's gonna get that number. You know what I'm saying? But we all know Bernie Sanders might have that number. But to me,
well, he might have the highest.
He's gonna have the highest number. But they're trying to make this a whole contested convention where we would nominate when we get to the convention. But at the end of the day, if Bernie Sanders have the most votes, why? That's the will of the people. That's the people speaking.
Right.
That's where the country is trying to go.
Uh-huh. They did this to him before.
And that's my problem. So, and I feel like, and now being, and you know, before I was a diehard Hillary Clinton fan, you know what I'm saying? But now where I'm at with the whole situation, it's just like, now I get it. Now I understand the reason why the Sanders, you know, people, like the people who were following, you know, Bernie Sanders or whatever. Now I completely understand why they really felt some type of way and really didn't want to vote. And they actually went and voted, you know, third party protest votes and all this bullshit. It's because of the fact that the democratic process is not working on a legitimate term. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you sit back and watch this shit and how you guys literally changed the rules
mm-hmm.
just to allow Michael Bloomberg, who's been giving y'all motherfuckers money left and right. And he said it on the debate stage, like he gives money to the Democratic Party. So the fact that you guys just open up a push, like, you know, he wasn't in no contest before. He wasn't doing nothing before. He wasn't on no national stage. There was no town halls. There was no debates. But all of a sudden, y'all just let him in because you guys are so much afraid of Bernie Sanders and want somebody who's going to be really able to stop Bernie Sanders. And I feel like, to me, that's fucked up. And I have no respect for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so, yeah, like I said, everybody's like, oh, the country's not ready to go there to vote somebody like him in. But it's time for the country to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was watching Martin Luther King speeches about inequality. And black people, and you know, black people are, you know, a majority part of the electorate. And so it's just like, at the end of the day, like, we were the ones who are most affected by certain things. Disproportionate, like redlining, you know, stop and frisk. All types of, you know, segregation. All types of shit that really affected, black people and minorities. You know what I'm saying? So, if anybody is not really talking about a structural change in the Constitution, in certain establishment, the way the country's working, I don't want to hear what nobody else has to say about shit. If you're not coming with a real change on some structural shit, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be a part of it. Like, and I don't want to sit here and continue with the same status quo. You know what I'm saying? That's just not what we're doing. And right. So where I'm at with it is just like, you know what? If they continue with the bullshit, I will not be participating in this whole election at all. And hell, you know, they're over here saying like, oh, you know, somebody, you know, at me on Twitter the other day and was asking me like, you know what, we're gonna definitely pledge to support whoever the nominee is. And I'm not pledging shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pledging to be behind just because we're trying to go up Donald Trump or whatever. Like, you know what, at this point, fuck y'all. I would prefer y'all motherfuckers to deal with Donald Trump again. And that's the truth of where I'm at.
Wow. So you're not gonna vote?
No. I didn't say that. I said if they continue the bullshit, if they continue with not allowing the democratic process to be legitimate and like to actually for it to be fair, if I don't see it to be played that way, I'm not participating.
So you're not gonna vote? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day,
if
it comes to that, then I would not be rallying just because it's a Democrat nominee. I'm just not doing it. Because you know what? The Democrats are just like the Republicans. Y'all motherfuckers are bought by these corporations. We're not gonna get the real change that is necessary if we continue the same bullshit. And I'm just not with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Donald Trump is the primary thing that we need to get out. But there's real issues in America that only one person, actually two people that's really talking to, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. But Elizabeth Warren hasn't won a contest yet. And her, you know, she's like at the bottom right now. So my thing is, we need to really pay attention to a person who's really talking about who's talking about a revolutionary change. There has to be some type of because without somebody,
do you want a revolution?
without somebody really like backing us up, like really talking about certain things for the working class. If somebody is really not gonna stand up for that shit, then I don't want no parts of it. So if it's Biden who's gonna be the front runner. I hope.
So you're just not going to vote? Like, I keep saying that.
I'm not voting. I will not vote. I will not. I know people are going to be upset. Like, oh, that's fucked up. But I would rather motherfuckers deal with Donald Trump again. Go ahead and deal with this motherfucker again. You know what I'm saying? By all means.
No.
By all means.
You have to vote, okay? Because you have to vote to senators out. We got to change.
You know what? You know what? There you go. I may still go vote, but I'm not voting for no president, though.
Okay, so you just
I'll make sure the votes are for the senators and whatever, and you know, I'll make sure I do that.
Yeah, so we can flip it.
But other than that, if it's Joe Biden in the front, if it's if it was Amy Klobuchar, that's definitely a no. You know what I'm saying? Pete, all these other niggas, I don't want to hear shit about nobody else, because if you're not talking about a real change that needs to be done, if you're not talking about that, I don't want to hear two shits about it.
Okay. I respect it. No, I don't respect it.
I mean, you don't have no choice but to respect it, though. You don't have to agree.
Yeah.
But you will respect my decision, though.
Okay.
There you go.
But I don't agree with it at all.
Okay.
So, on to my favorite part of the podcast, the Am I an Asshole section. This one comes from one of our listeners, so thank you so much.
Oh, this is interesting.
But, I feel like this is something we've all kind of been through a little bit. So, anyway, she said, I referred an old coworker to my job. She keeps asking me about the status of her application. I responded and told her that they end up forwarding her application to a different department. Mm-hmm. Since then, she is emailing me or sending me a message every other day asking me about the status. Mm-hmm. So, I have stopped responding because at this point, I don't know the status since it's in a different department. Mm-hmm. I feel like she should move. She should reach out to the recruiter or to that department. Am I an asshole for not responding anymore?
I mean, are you an asshole for not responding? And you know how I am. It don't take nothing to respond. You know what I'm saying? It don't take nothing to respond. You could respond like, hey, I don't know. You might need to reach out to the actual, you know, the person who's going to be dedicated to that team. You may want to, you know what I'm saying? And if that's your friend, you might, you know what? Let me do you a step favor. Let me go and, you know, find that phone number, that contact with the other department or whatever.
That's going above and beyond.
But that's your friend, though.
She feel like she said her old coworker.
Her old coworker. Okay. Well, you know, I would have, you know, went ahead and got that person's phone number, like, hey, here's who you could reach or whatever, but just to simply not respond, bitch, fuck you. Like,
that. No, she is an asshole.
She's an asshole for that. No, I mean, my thing is, like, there's just absolutely, I just hate if somebody, it's very hard for me, and again, I always get a lot of backlashes because I try to respond to, like, damn near every text message, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's just not cool to leave somebody just pending, you know what I'm saying? So, for you to just literally ignore somebody, blatantly ignore that shit, and you know they're looking for an answer, they need some type of, you know, they're looking for something, and you just, like, literally just ignore that shit, to me, that's just not cool.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't say she an asshole per se. Because she's done her due diligence. She already told you she forwarded it to a different department. So, just common sense-wise, why would you keep asking her? Like, she's the fucking hiring manager. That in itself
okay,
is annoying.
Okay, well, why can't she refer her to the person that was going to be able to...
Because you already did my due diligence. You keep asking me to do extra shit. No. Now, I guess you can respond and just be like, oh, I don't know, it's in a different department, try to contact them. I guess you can do
that's an
that.
Asshole. That's an asshole. Say it, because I feel like you want to say, but you really don't. That's asshole behavior.
That's asshole behavior. Okay.
Are you going to agree to that?
To not respond to
not-
text?
The person literally saw the text message and you literally just kind of, okay, I'm not going to respond to that.
But she responded before and told them.
But now there's a pending text message that's out there and she's waiting for a response from you about something that she's probably like, I need to know. I want, you know what I'm saying? Like, so what is the big deal?
Okay,
with
responding? Okay. I guess it's an asshole move.
It is an asshole
move. I will respond. And
you're an asshole. Period.
Okay, well, y'all, we about to head out. Thank y'all so much for listening.
All right, till next time.
Toodles.